Good morning. My guest this morning is Elijah Barneson from Live Music Lantern. Good morning, Elijah.
Good morning to you as well.
First off, what is Live Music Lantern?
Live Music Lantern is a nonprofit 501c3 in Sonoma County that provides self-care in the form of live music to educators and social service providers.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And the music that you are providing here, this is in Cotati at the former Cotati Cabaret venue on April 30th. The doors open at 6, the show at 7. And it is a musician called Vieux Farka Touré. And that is for those who follow African music, Ali Farka Touré's son.
Yeah, we are extremely excited to be hosting Vieux Farka Touré, especially at the old Cotati Cabaret, which I know is a magical building that a lot of people have been waiting to get back in there.
Yes.
And it is a Jewish synagogue, Ner Shalom, and those people have been great working with them. And we feel very honored to have that opportunity to host something this magnitude back there. And this is a benefit show for our organization.
And excellent. So how long ago did the Cotati Cabaret cease to exist? Do you know?
Yeah, you know, it's been about 25 years since they've been up in operation. I think Francis Rico Frank was the last sort of owner operator of the cabaret.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so I closed, I think, in 93, 94.
Wow. A while ago.
It's been a while. Yeah. It's been a while. I got to experience the magic of the cabaret just when I was a young boy. I would be there for sound checks. And so I think that magic has stuck with me, and it's been a lifelong dream of mine to throw something there. And I feel very blessed to be able to put this on there and draw awareness towards Live Music Lantern.
Right. Have you heard his music before? I assume you have.
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge fan of African music.
Can you describe it? Many people are going to be listening and saying, I wonder what that's like.
Yeah, it's got it hits the depths of both ends of the spectrum. It's got really blues undertones, but it gets up there on the rock and reggae side.
Uh-huh.
And so I think it just appeals to a wide demographic of people. And I don't think you can not enjoy his music. It speaks to the soul.
Well, what I was saying is that his father's recording sessions with Ry Cooder are never to be forgotten, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
amazing stuff.
Yeah, and I know Ry Cooder played the cabaret back in the day.
Oh, yeah, sure. Almost anywhere you think of, Ry Cooder has played it at one time or other. He's my hero, really.
Oh, that's great.
Do you have plans for the future now? What's next for Live Music Lantern?
So Live Music Lantern, we help the community in a couple ways. The first way is we give social workers and educators concert tickets so that they can go experience live music. And we've gifted over 1,500 tickets to the community supporters in the past 2 years. And this event is really focused on drawing awareness towards a new program that we have called MIKE, which is an acronym for Music is Care.
Uh-huh.
And what we do with that program is we bring bands, local musicians out to the community, in particular social service organizations such as homeless shelters, vets facilities, family support centers, to perform for the staff and sort of the recipients there.
Terrific. That's a wonderful thing to be doing with your time,
Thank
as
you.
Far as I'm concerned.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So let's tell people that this is a benefit concert at the former Cotati Cabaret, 85 La Plaza in Cotati, for those who missed the Cotati Cabaret. The doors open at 6 p.m. on Sunday, April 30th, and the show starts at 7. So what's the best way to get tickets?
Brownpapertickets.com is the best way. You can also get them at Redwood Cafe in Cotati, Cornerstone Reggae in Sebastopol, and the Last Record Store in Santa Rosa.
Thank you very much, Elijah.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.